You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the Relationship Engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to 90 Day Soulmate with Lisette. Lisette.
And Jim.
Today we'll be talking about fubbing. Fubbing. P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G. Fubbing. What does it mean? It means phone snubbing. When somebody's paying attention to their phone and not paying attention to you. How big of an issue do you think that is today?
A lot.
A lot. Lots of people do it.
Yeah.
Is it a big or little impact on relationships?
Be huge.
what kind of issue is it like at companies? You do a lot of auditing of companies. Is it a big issue when people are around the table and they're in a meeting?
Yeah, no, so no, just in the meeting, also in the lunch, also in the airport. Sometimes I do like the scan in the airport to see, and 90% of people is in the phone.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. Today we're going to investigate phone snubbing or fubbing, P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G, and how that impacts relationships. Let's start off with, we are living in a connected world, so everyone's connected to everyone else at all times. And part of that is we feel, part of our psychology, part of our brain feels connected to the outside world through, there it is, hold that up, Lisette, through the phone. That part of our consciousness today is the input that we're getting and the interconnection that we have with the phone. And a lot, we feel like it's like just another sense. We've got, you know, this different senses like touching and feeling and this and that. But now we have the phone sense. What is that, like the seventh sense or something like that?
Eighth or ninth sense.
And when it's missing, we actually feel like an appendage of ours is cut off. Like, we feel like there's a disconnect. Do you know how many people, like you say, put the phone away? Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's like taking that game away from the child, the Nintendo or the, that's probably an old game, whatever they, Game Boy, that's probably old too. I don't know what they play with nowadays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, back when I was a kid, you had a football. You know, it really didn't interact with you unless you were with other people.
Yeah, but I guess also it's not like the game, because if you see how long in the past people is in the game, the hours is reduced right now, how many hours the people is exposed by the phone.
Compared to other things.
Yes, it's a lot. So.
Yeah, when you see your screen time at the end of the week and it says your screen time was, you go, ooh, wow, that was time I was not with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't with my mistress. I'm sorry.
Or yourself, because your mind is connected with something that is not you.
So there was a study done by Teriyaki, Goksu, Santakaya, and Yam. This is in Turkey, I believe. And it explored how partners who were fubbing each other, how it impacted the relationship quality. And this was a study done with 564 individuals. 375 of these were women, 189%, yes, more than, oops, try that again. I'm paying attention to something that I shouldn't be, I guess.
Is something around?
Something around, who knows. 189 men, 375 women, 189 men. They were from 18 to 68 years old. 57% were married, 23% engaged, and 20% were dating. Not each other, but they were all in some sort of relationship, married, engaged, or dating. So this was a study that was done. And we're going to talk about that study and the results of the study. But first, I'm going to go back to what is fubbing?
Mm-hmm.
Phone snubbing. When the phone becomes more interesting or appears to be more interesting and you snub your partner or the person that you are with in order to be on your phone. Phone snubbing.
Yeah.
Fubbing. this kind of behavior in a romantic relationship can really destroy the relationship. It can happen during the day, at night, during conversation, during TV watching, and there's some examples in here that I found kind of fascinating, mm-hmm. that even couples who are just watching TV together, when one picks up their phone and starts doing stuff on their phone, it subconsciously, and maybe even consciously, disconnects the mm-hmm. two people. So it may not even be that you're actively engaged with the other person, but you're just doing something with them. You know, maybe you're on a bus on a sightseeing tour, and then one of them's like this on the phone, just doing whatever, and it disconnects you.
And also, I see people, I remember one time when we are in the gym, like the public gym, and the a person is in the treadmill, put the TV, have the phone,
yes.
and have also one magazine, and the person walking and flipping the magazine, the cell phone is connecting with the herb and the TV is on. And I see the person pay attention to the three stuff at the same time when you walk. And I say, well, so much stimulation, I guess, the person need. It's amazing.
And the headphone saying, breathe, breathe.
Maybe.
It's an old joke. But what I found interesting is that there doesn't actually have to be an engaged interaction between two people for the phone interruption to impact it. That it can be a passive, meaning the two people can be passively together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just think about watching a movie together in a theater where one person is on their phone. It's like, you're not here right now.
Yes.
And that's something that I found fascinating, is that our brains are so connected to the phone takes us outside of where we are. We can go visit a different country on our phone. We can be with a bunch of friends on our phone. So we can be not where we are. So even though physically our body's here, mentally we can be somewhere else. And our partner picks that up, don't they?
Yeah. So for me, that's looks like addiction.
You know? And it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It is. And I know that. So here's an example. Ready? A 29-year-old engaged woman has recalled, I was telling my fiancé of this huge opportunity at work, and halfway through my sentence, he just opened up TikTok and started watching TikTok videos. This woman laughed it off at the moment, but later, she decided not to even tell him when she got the offer. She just took the offer, didn't want to compete with the guy's phone again.
Mm-hmm.
And that can break up a relationship.
Yeah.
So even when unintentional, like, for instance, the screen lights up and you're just attracted to it or distracted to it. Maybe it's not attracted, but you're distracted by that. And you start paying attention here. The person you're with is just there. And I think we've all been with people, and probably, you know, we've done it ourselves, where the phone interrupts the connection.
No, so the some habit that we need to improve. I see when we have a dinner with family, and one topic show up, everybody wanna confirm the topic in the phone, and then everybody take out the phone.
Instant fact checker.
Yeah. So if I say the planet is I don't know how many miles distant. Let me see what is Google say about the distance of this planet. And the other said, oh, but I found this. And you see everybody with the phone in the table and every confirmation of the topic that you have. So say, why you not talk and no need to search the topic? You know what I mean?
And we don't even need to know anything anymore, because we can just say, ask Alexa, ask Siri, ask Google. And we just ask them to talk to each other and we can just listen.
You never talk. You never connect with anybody. Yeah.
While at dinner, hey, talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
All the AIs are talking to each other.
Exactly. And you watch it. And you use the phone.
It's so interesting what they're saying.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the problems that fubbing can cause in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The study confirmed that higher levels of partner fubbing were strongly linked to lower relationship quality. Which actually sounds like it makes sense, right? So relationships where they were feeling fubbed by their partner, mm-hmm. they felt they had a lower relationship quality. Number two, lower relationship quality was in turn linked to less disclosure, meaning one partner would not say as much to the other. They wouldn't reveal as much maybe personal feelings or emotion in a conversation. They would hide their thoughts. They'd hide their feelings, and they wouldn't be as expressive.
Mm-hmm.
And that was linked to the more fubbing in a relationship. This reduction in openness was fully explained by the drop in perceived relationship quality. So it was this spiral. The less relationship quality, that probably led to more fubbing,
yeah,
which led to greater relationship problems.
Like the snowball.
Yeah, snowball, spiral.
Yeah.
Poke a hole in a bathtub. I mean, it just became bigger and bigger, like melting ice. So self-disclosure is one of the pillars of intimacy, right? So being able to share your expressions, your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts, what's going on in your head with your partner.
Mm.
And when snubbing or phone snubbing or fubbing is happening, that connection gets disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
The partners will begin living parallel lives. So even though they're together in the same room, they're now in their own worlds,
mm-hmm.
right? So again, psychologically speaking, your brain is connected to an outside world through your phone. I think our children have it worse than we do. It's bad enough for us at our age who were introduced to phones later on in life, and that is part of our connection now with our friends and our family is through the phone. But also news and weather and Siri and Alexa and Google, that we're connected outside ourselves. Like you said, we ask others for information. We stop really being curious and we become an asker of questions.
Yeah.
And then we become what? Fact checkers. We become professional fact checkers. So a 41-year-old man shares this story. My wife checks WhatsApp during dinner. She's just answering her mom, and that's what she says. But after a while, this guy stops bringing up small stuff, then stops bringing up even the big stuff because the guy felt like she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, so, and I understand that sometimes I do this, and, and now I'm, this is great why we do these shows, is we learn more about what may be affecting our partner, and we start doing the research, and we're like, oh, wow. Maybe this helps me change a little bit. So I think our audience has heard from us that part of this show is we're learning as we go.
Yeah, yeah. And it's our own free therapy.
It's our therapy, yes. Our cognitive behavioral therapy. First, we learn in our minds what we should be doing, and then we start taking small steps towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And then soon, hopefully, we'll embrace the change. Let's see where we are right now. We're only 12 minutes in right now, so we'll go one more section. How about that? The psychological harm of distraction and non-connection. So again, for partners, for a relationship, for friends, it's important to have that connection and not to be distracted. So when you are distracted and you have that non-connection, there is a psychological harm. What is it? Emotional safety. So that's number one thing in a relationship, is to feel safe in your emotion with your partner. When a partner seems uninterested, it signals that your inner world is not valued by your partner.
Yeah.
Over time, this makes it harder to be vulnerable. Vulnerable.
Yeah, that's vulnerable. Like the other show that we did. Yeah.
A lot of these shows are intertwined, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're really simple beings that are super complex. Okay. We're a complex being. Look that up.
Let me look for it in my phone. What does it mean, this word?
Oh, gosh. Oh, here's another one. Shared reality. A couple should have a shared reality.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about neuroplasticity and how our brains develop together as we have conversations, as we live experiences together. We have a shared reality. We become closer in our minds, in our brains, as we build similar reactions, similar emotions around similar stimuli as we grow together in our relationship. fubbing or disconnection can break that similarity. We can start to have our own experiences while we're doing something together. So we may be on a trip together. We may be watching a movie together. We may be eating dinner together. But if we're in our own reality because our minds are being distracted by these phones, then we aren't having a shared reality. We're having parallel lives.
Yeah.
We're next to each other.
I definitely, your brain is can be like, people say, no, I am multitasking, and I hear you. Mm. I just answer, keep going. No, you need to pay attention. Yeah.
Absolutely. How about a conflict spillover? Frustration about phone use can also trigger bigger arguments. So you can have more arguments about attention, priorities, respect.
It's respect, right? Yeah.
So I'm frustrated that you keep doing this.
And also the way that I hear, so that you have the phone, but you put the phone side up or side down is a little more respect. But the idea is also the phone is not in the table. You know what I mean? So put the phone afar if you want to have connection with you, but put in another room. But if you keeping up, but I keeping downside, so suppose I don't see any notification, but some people do this and start to watching any notification. And I hear psychologists say that that is like the instant gratification in your brain. So every time the phone blink, your brain is released some dopamine, because you have somebody maybe text you, or an email that you wait for something, your shipping package is on the way. So you just need to have this kind of gratification and create addiction.
Somebody just liked one of our videos. Oh,
yeah.
That's great. That's fantastic. So I put my phone upside down, but then I hear Siri sound muffled. Help me, help me.
Yeah,
help
me. And you are so...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel bad for Siri.
Yeah, you are the care people.
Yeah. So here is a example of a 26-year-old woman who states, this was part of the study, every time we went out, his phone was on the table. He'd pick it up whenever it lit up. So it lights up, like you said, picked it up. She felt like she was competing for his attention. So now you've got, like, you're in a relationship and you've been dating for a while, which means they chose you over someone else and you chose them over someone else. Yeah. And now, as the relationship's developing, there's this competition for attention, and it's the phone.
That just reminds me of one funny cartoon that I read when I was a child. At least, you know, you have the magazine, the cartoon.
Sure.
And the one of the joke is a young lady, she's engaged, she wanna be married, and the mama saw her in the kitchen, in the breakfast area, and she had the plate, but she put the newspaper in the other seat, and then the mama said, what did you do? I am practice when I marry. So now you have to put a phone.
A phone. Beep.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, yeah.
So the phone of the father. I'm sorry, the newspaper in front of the father's face.
Yeah. Not the father. No, nobody's in the other chair.
Just practicing.
Yeah, you should practice when she married the new guy. So she know the guy reading newspaper when she had the breakfast.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that was like experience from being a child and seeing her mom and father. No, could be.
Yeah.
Could be a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Oh, you know what? When we come back, we're going to talk more about fubbing, the impact psychologically on people, on relationships, and what we can do about it. Victoria experiences the past, present, and future while sleeping. Will she be able to decipher the mystery of the symbols, messages, and images of her dreams before it is too late? Discover the lives she lives while Victoria dreams.
Tired of attracting the wrong type of guy, it was time to give something else a try. She got her computer and started to plan and created a process to find her man. Soon she went on a perfect date, and then she knew it must be fate. In just 90 days, that is all it took. How she found her match? It is in the book.
90 Day Soulmate is brought to you by 90 Day Solutions. Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate. Today we're talking about fubbing, P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G, fubbing. We don't want fubbing. Fubbing is phone snubbing, when you are with somebody and they or you are more interested in what's going on your phone than in the conversation with them. It's like snubbing with a phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into the four foundations of a healthy relationship. And over the last couple of weeks, we've discussed these ad nauseum at some point. A little bit too much, maybe, but you know what? It's very important. The four pillars of a healthy relationship. Number one is mutual respect. That is belief that your partner is reliable, honest, and loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Mutual. Did I say respect? Mutual respect. Mutual trust. Did I say respect?
Yes.
Wow. Were you paying attention to me?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, mutual trust. I trust that Lizette's telling me the truth, that I said the wrong word.
Somebody can remove the video a minute ago and figure it out.
No, we're going to leave this on. We're leaving this on. Oh, yeah, you can rewind it and tell. And then just send me a note. Just let me know what I actually said. Although I do trust, because we have mutual trust. But I need to verify. Well, Lizette always says, trust but verify, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Number two, vulnerability. The courage to share your fears, your desires, and flaws without fear of judgment. So vulnerability is being able to share all those intimate thoughts and secrets with your partner and trust that you will be emotionally supported, which means, number three, that you need to have empathy, and your partner needs to have empathy. Empathy being effort to understand and feel what your partner is experiencing. And we talked about this a little bit, about actually having their feelings, that being so connected and understanding with their past and patterns and behaviors, that when they have a feeling, you actually feel it too. It's almost having what is this? Our eighth sense now. I'm feeling my partner's feelings.
Yeah.
Right. And then finally, understanding. We talked about deeply understanding where your partner came from, how they grew up, how, you know, what they like to do in school, what their hobbies are, what their family was like, all those things. You have to be active at listening, interpreting, and responding thoughtfully in that understanding. So having those four foundations, how does fubbing destroy those four foundations? So we're going to talk about next. Right now, we're going to talk about it, in fact. So how about trust? Repeated distraction can create doubts about priorities or hidden conversations.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on that phone? Who are you having a conversation with? I start breaking trust with you, or you're breaking trust with me.
Mm-hmm.
The trust starts to deplete in the relationship. For example, a dating woman of 27 assumed her boyfriend was chatting with someone else because he smiled at his phone constantly. It's kind of weird, but this is part of the study. This is what woman said, is that her boyfriend would see the phone light up and he'd smile. And perhaps it's like you said, getting that dopamine kick because he's getting a message and, you know, what is it? You know, it's secretive. But that broke the trust in that relationship. Vulnerability. Ignored sharing discourages further openness. So the fubbing, the phone snubbing, breaks the attention of the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you want to be vulnerable, you feel like they're not paying attention. So I don't want to be as open with you, because why bother? Right?
Yeah.
An engaged man who was 30 shortened his stories because why bother at all? Mm-hmm. She's not paying attention. Why bother?
Yeah. You know, and then they start to create distance.
And I'll just start making up stories because you're not paying attention anyway. So then the dragon came into the backyard, and you're just going, yeah,
Sometimes I do that.
What?
I got it.
So we didn't really have a dragon in the backyard?
No.
Oh.
It's octopus. It's not dragon. You don't pay attention.
How about emotional? That the emotional connection that we have, I'm sorry, the emotional connection is missed, which when we lose that emotional connection, feeling for the other person, we lose empathy.
Yeah.
So how is empathy destroyed? Because we block, being distracted blocks our ability to feel our partner's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lose the empathy. For instance, a wife, 38 years old, recalled her husband missing the fact she was crying while he checked his sports scores on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So she was trying to share information. Part of it is emotionally crying, being mm-hmm. sad, a unique human trait, not even unique, but a human trait, right? We talked about there are like six emotions that are like standard emotions, and they're all survival-based emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so when someone cries, they're sad. And when they're sad, we should be able to feel that pretty easily. But if we're not paying attention, then even those survival emotions of being sad
mm-hmm.
are not being transferred to our partner, who's not picking it up, destroys empathy, which we actually feel is an attack on our survival.
Yeah.
So I'm sad, my partner doesn't pick it up. I feel now personally attacked. My own survival is at risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird, isn't it?
Pero es lógico.
It's logical.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. How about understanding? Broken conversational flow leads to shallow exchanges. So if we are not paying attention to each other because we're constantly going on our phone, then we are not really understanding as deeply what the other is saying as we should be.
Mm-hmm.
I almost sounded like James Shatner, or who was that? William Shatner, James Kirk.
Yeah.
I probably didn't, but in my head I did. A couple married for 12 years said phone use turned deep talks into quick updates. So, what? Oh, okay. And, you know, each of them became quicker in what the conversation was because mm-hmm. they wanted to get their idea across very quickly because otherwise they'd lose their partner's interest. Again, this outside connection, whether it's to data, to friends, to weather, to sports, to something, you know, because there's so many emotionally contrived news stories, influencers, friends posting stories and pictures, conversations, people attacking each other, being angry, right? All these things are flying on the phone and they become more intense than a simple conversation with your partner.
Hey, we see also in restaurants, you see table with four or five people and everybody, mm-hmm. family, friends, so young people, teenagers.
They all have an iPad.
All have the phone and also sometimes testing each other in the same environment be each other, you know what I mean? So it's like that you say, wow, you can now talk versus that you tested the person you have in the front. But
that's you know what's funny? They're called iPhones. They're not called we phones.
Yeah.
Right? They're for I being selfish me, mm-hmm. not we. Mm-hmm. If it was a we phone, maybe when you were together with other people with a Wii phone,
mm-hmm.
the phones wouldn't operate. That would be great. How about phones that would not operate when you were next to somebody else? That would be a Wii phone. That's mm-hmm. We're going to develop that. It's the Wii phone. It's when you want to have Wii time. The phone shuts itself off.
Good.
Okay. This was not to deplete from Apple in any way. Wii, a Microsoft trademark. No, it's not. It's a Golnick Guevara trademark. So how about the brain science behind fubbing?
Okay.
So what I tried to do is I tried to look at the neocortex, the human brain, what makes us different from animals. Then I want to look at the limbic brain, you know, that mammalian part of the brain,
mm-hmm.
where it's more emotional and how that affects it. And then the survival part of the brain, you know, the reptilian part of the brain. And take a look at that, the ganglion. You know, look at the different parts of the brain, look at the different functions of the brain and go, how does fubbing affect all these areas? And again, this is part of the triune brain and just trying to give examples of how fubbing does interact with us on all levels psychologically.
Okay.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one, the neocortex, which is our logical part of our brain. It's also the, quote, human part of our brain, that what makes us so different from animals, because it's layers and layers of neuroplasticity on top of all these other basic standard programs and patterns, that it's what we use to interpret behavior, how we view somebody, like how we, right now, we also call it the ego, right? So it's what interfaces with reality, what interfaces with other people, what interfaces with our senses is that. We are living in our observational environment through that part of our brain. So when we see somebody on their phone rather than paying attention to us, we think that they're more interested in screen time than us. And it's a conscious thought. I'm watching, I immediately see that. This cognitive judgment affects the relationship and the satisfaction in the relationship. So this is conscious awareness of phone snubbing.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's move to the subconscious.
Okay.
You hit that over and over and over, it starts programming your subconscious, right? It starts programming how you automatically react in your behaviors. The limbic system is the emotional part. This is the part of our brain that we start feeling angry, sad, and this and that. And as we take our conscious input and it feeds into our subconscious, we then have a reaction. The emotional bonds can weaken between two people when phone snubbing is occurring. It can lower the oxytocin that's being released, which lowers the levels of closeness that we feel with each other chemically.
Wow.
So it can start breaking apart the relationship from a chemical standpoint as well.
That's huge.
Break apart the bonding.
Yeah.
And then how about, and that we call that the, what is that, the superego, right? So this is our subconscious. Subconsciously, we start, I don't know what's going on subconsciously, but my subconscious now feeds my conscious.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've been programmed, it's a back and forth, right? So consciously, I've been feeding my subconscious with they're not paying attention to me. And then I'm developing this feeling that now I go to see them and I remember subconsciously, like it's not popping into my brain, but emotionally it's popping into my brain that this person doesn't pay any attention to me.
Yeah.
Starts breaking the bond. So the reptilian brain, survival mode. Ooh, I'm sad. And we talked about this before. I'm sad. I am conveying my sadness to you. You're not paying attention. Sadness is part of the survival instinctual part of our emotional self.
Mm-hmm.
It is, again, I say, we're doing this based upon psychology as well as our interpretation as engineers of information, that when a survival instinct, something that's to share information instinctually with a fellow human, is thwarted, it's stopped because of phone snubbing. I'm sad, you don't pick it up because you're paying attention to your phone. I feel threatened. My survival is threatened, and then it's flight or fight.
Wow.
It's like, I don't want to be part of this anymore. She's not paying attention to me. So this is a much stronger impact than we can imagine.
Yeah.
We're learning it now as we talk to each other. Mm-hmm. I like this.
So. And I believe it's also for happy or other important stuff, when the person believes that is important in the middle of the chair, can be a joke,
right?
Can be a sad story, or excited because maybe some promotion in the job and the you waiting for chair and the other people not pay attention, you immediately cut everything.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you said, I agree.
Yes.
Run away. So I believe that is a quick take on how phone snubbing impacts all those levels of the brain. It's not just it's nothing. It is something. And it's something that over long term can really be destructive for a relationship. Victoria experiences the past, present, and future while sleeping. Will she be able to decipher the mystery of the symbols, messages, and images of her dreams before it is too late? Discover the lives she lives while Victoria dreams.
Tired of attracting the wrong type of guy, it was time to give something else a try. She got her computer and started to plan and created a process to find her man. Soon she went on a perfect date. And then she knew it must be fate. In just 90 days, that is all it took. How she found her match? It is in the book.
90 Days Soulmate is brought to you by 90 Days Solutions.
Welcome back to 90 Days Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jin.
Oh, she's paying attention now. That's great. She put the phone down. Appreciate it. So fubbing, phone snubbing. How about what we see around us? These are a couple of scenes that we see either maybe in YouTube, maybe people are making fun of these things, or maybe they're filming other people. But these are things you'll see in social media, or you'll see when you're out and about. Out and about. I feel like I'm from Minnesota.
You're
or Canada.
Venezuela. Sure. You're Minnesota.
Venezuela, that too. So how about this one? And we talked about this a little bit. Silent cafe couples. Mm-hmm. You see couples in the cafe, they've got their cup of coffee, and both of them are on their phone doing whatever. Maybe they're connecting at work, but they're watching the news, but they're not paying attention to each other. There's plenty of viral clips on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, wherever, of people, couples, families sitting and not communicating with each other, mm-hmm. right? Being on their phone. It's sad.
Yeah, and also you lose also the, I say, for food. So you lose the capacity. I see people take a lunch and put something and eating like that. I said, you really don't enjoy the food. You know, see the food. You know, smell. Mm. You know, that your scent is completely... what is it when you have anesthesia?
Anesthesia?
Yeah. You know, feeling anything, and then your brain is connected. You don't enjoy really the food.
So what I do when I'm at the dentist is when they're starting to do cleaning of my teeth and I feel it's going to be painful, mm-hmm. I squeeze my fingertips together. And I mm-hmm. try to distract myself with this. So I pay attention to what it feels like at my fingertips. Sometimes I do that with my toes.
Yeah.
To try to move my sense of feeling, my mm-hmm. attention, away from the teeth and the
yeah.
mouth.
Yeah.
So that's an example of how you don't pay attention to what's happening mm-hmm. for what I feel is beneficial.
Yeah.
Now, doing what you just said is I'm paying attention to the phone. I can move my senses to what I'm seeing, visualizing, mm-hmm. And seeing or reading on the phone rather than what I'm eating. Like mm-hmm. you said, I'm not really paying attention to the taste.
Yeah.
So if someone snuck some poison into the food, I might just eat it without even knowing, right? It's distracting
me. Yeah,
it's distracting. So you're right, absolutely right. So we can move our attention away from the person
mm-hmm.
or what we are presently doing. We lose our presence. We lose our connection with the environment.
And you lose your life because it's the moment figure out you have the cup of coffee, the smell of the coffee.
Oh, it smells so good.
So you lose all these. So you lose the money that you paid for the coffee and the ambience when you are disconnected.
We lose our experience for an overwhelming stimulation of being addicted to the phone.
Yeah.
So we should really just outlaw phones. Maybe.
And I try to do for myself. Sometimes, you know, I left the phone in some area I don't want to touch for hours because it's the way that you detox.
Which you actually brought up. What did you say? Detox?
Detox.
You moved right into the next subject.
Oh my,
amazing,
really?
Huh? Uh-huh. So number two, uh-huh. something that people do is digital detox challenges.
Yeah.
Social media trends showing couples before and after putting their phones away. So some couples will leave their phones at home.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go out to dinner, leave the phones in the car.
Yeah.
You know, that I had a friend who said that they only answer their phone at home. That if they're going out or going to the store or going to go with somebody, they don't mm-hmm. bring their phone, they just leave it.
Yeah.
We get so reliant on our phone. People using their phone for directions. I'm only going a mile away from my house. I've gone there 35 times, but I still put the directions into my phone and I follow the phone. Why?
Why?
I become stupider. Stupider? Is that a word? More stupid.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the words are anymore. I'm losing my ability to speak because of the phone.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? How about another one? Phone stacking games. Everybody stacks their phone in the center of a restaurant. First to pick up their phone pays the bill. I like that one. Everybody at the table, they put their phone in the middle, and they eat, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk, and whoever reaches for their phone first pays the bill. I like that. What do you think?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
It's a pretty good thing. Let's see what else we have here. I've got some questions for us. What's the most relatable fubbing moment that we've discussed or you've seen? So I know we've talked about, we went to a restaurant, and I think, what was the restaurant? The one in West Deptford. It's the fish place, something fish. Bony Fish. We went to Bony Fish, and we went there, and there's a table of five, and two parents, three kids, all on iPads or cell phone. I think the kids had the iPads, parents had the and I might have the wrong restaurant, but I remember this, and no conversation. None.
Yeah.
So I looked up on my phone. I took a picture on my phone, and I immediately posted it.
And I start to interact in your social media about these people.
And like, honey, I'm sorry. and they're reacting to me. Or I text you, Lizette, what do you want for dinner?
Yeah.
What do you think? It's like, instead of having a conversation.
And this is the moment that you lose the conscious because
And then I don't remember. How was dinner? I don't remember. What's another one? Oh, here's one. Should couples share their phone passwords? What do you think? So here's one, is that if you are concerned that your boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, or whoever are being distracted by their phone, and you think, they're cheating on, then if you both share the password, then maybe you know that they're not cheating because you have access to anything on their phone, but maybe that makes it worse. Because at least when they're cheating, they had a reason to not pay attention to you. But if they're not cheating, what's so distracting on their phone that they're not paying attention to you?
It's worse. It's worse. It's not the other person. It's me.
It's me.
It's not you, it's me.
That's great. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
We learned so much in this show. How do you call out fubbing without starting a fight? Just keep a hammer with you and just smash the other person's phone. What we can do is we can get a line of Nerf hammers.
Okay.
And we just, we give people Nerf hammers, and you just say, hey, if you ever see me on my phone while we're at lunch together, just hit my phone with this Nerf hammer.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just coming up with something. And so it becomes a game, and
But I guess I see practice and family. They have some basket, in the beginning of the house. Of everybody put this on there and go to the dinner table. So that's not have to destroy nothing. It's just the people have the capacity and the discipline for your own. They're not using
the fortitude, the strength to do it.
Yeah.
Now, if they do it, and that's the question here, is if somebody is on their phone, like if I'm on my phone at dinner, how do you call it out without hurting my feelings?
Put the phone down. Come on. Something like that.
But I guess that's the point, is if you have the agreement up front, is, hey, listen, if either of us are disrupting each other and not paying attention to each other, we have the freedom to call it out. And maybe it's setting rules ahead of time. Have ground rules for the relationship. Hey, the relationship is the most important. So no phone. And if you need the phone for something, just say, hey, I need the phone. Or how about I give you three yellow flags and you give me three yellow flags and you get to throw a flag. And by the time you get to the third flag, I owe you $1,000. $1,000. So let's finish by getting into the study a little bit more deep. We talked about 375 women and 189%. See what I did there?
Yeah.
189 men.
Again, mistake.
189 men for a total of 564 people who are in relationships, married, engaged, or dating people. They were asked about fubbing, and they were giving reactions and answering questions in a survey about it. Here are the results. More fubbing equaled worse relationship quality. Okay, that seems pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah.
More fubbing, worse relationship quality. Worse relationship quality equals less openness in sharing thoughts and feelings. Destroys the foundations of the relationship. Destroys mutual trust. Destroys vulnerability. Destroys empathy. And destroys understanding. The drop in relationship quality completely explains the drop in self-disclosure. So people no longer wanted to share stuff about themselves. So what is a way, or what are ways to kind of just break this? Now, I think they're pretty obvious, but let's start. Let's start with a couple of the tricks and tips to avoid fubbing. Number one, spot it early, meaning don't wait until it gets really bad. If you hear the person that you're with telling shorter stories and you notice you have your phone in front of you, spot it yourself. You need to spot when you are fubbing the other person. Self-regulation is number one. Pause, realize that you're not paying attention, make eye contact, and reconnect. How about that? Number two, create no phone zones. You said this already. Put the phone away for dinner with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Just have the whole family do it. Make it a game. I like that one game that we talked about. When you go out with friends, put the phones in the center of the table. First person to pick it up pays the bill. And if no one picks it up, it's free.
Run fast.
Run fast. The fastest one doesn't pay the bill. Set micro boundaries. No phone use in bed. How about that? Timing and communication matter. Like, when can you use a phone? When can't you? So have rules. Establish that. Short cues. Show you are aware. Hey, I need to just let the person know. I need to use my phone for a second. Give me 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Use the phone and come back. Don't kind of like drift away and come back and drift away and come back. If you have to
every
use
five
it.
Every 5 minutes.
Right? Every 5 minutes. Huh? What? Who are you? How did I get here? Replace with rituals. So spend time in rituals. Maybe instead of having the phone at the table, spend the first 5 minutes at the table talking about your day. Have a couple of questions that each of you answer. What did you do today that's new and interesting that you want to share with me that you think I will find interesting?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be. Anything happened today that you need to share with me that you are unhappy about, that you're happy about, that scared you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, plan for the future. And finally, when you slip up, what should you do? Oh my gosh, admit to it. Own up to it. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, I picked up my phone, you got me. Not that you're caught, but you caught yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I got distracted while you were talking to me. Can you please say that again? I really am sorry. But on the other hand, if you're the other person, you need to be able to forgive the person if they are recognizing their distraction.
So it's right? Not $1,000, maybe $500 if people recognize.
If you recognize.
I like that. I can make us some money in this plan. Yeah.
So finally, why this stuff works, that these steps of paying attention to your partner. Basically, if we know phone snubbing reduces relationship quality, then attention to the other person stopping phone snubbing increases relationship quality. So everything you can do to stop the phone snubbing or the fubbing basically can get you back to that good, close relationship. You may have to go, I got so used to, right? I trained myself to phone snub, to fub, that it's now difficult. I have to work out how to connect with my partner.
Yeah.
So It raises perceived relationship quality, it encourages self-disclosure, and it rebuilds trust and emotional closeness by recognizing and reducing and eliminating fubbing. Don't be a fubber, be a lover.
You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the relationship engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.